If we censor art, what is left to discuss? The reasons, the motivations behind the censorship of art, perhaps. Or would that also be censored? Something like the liar's paradox, as mentioned by in Is censorship openly discussed when censorship is also taking place? Can censorship be discussed simultaneously while it is happening? I am lying, says the liar. Would censored art be censored to discuss? A motivation to rename, rebrand, recontextualize. Be under the radar, under scrutinized in opposition to overanalyzed. If we understand art, what is left to discuss? In a book I am currently reading, Wait, I read the following, I like. Oh, how I like this image. Oh, how I rediscover this thought I've had at many occasions, that of a text with millions of stories. Well, each set of eyes has a different rhythm, a singular attention span, personal assumptions of certain words and sentences and definitions. Some might skip over a sentence, some letters, misconstruct a narration or a structure. So many variables depending of the reader. These different circumstances put together, leave the text to interpretation, leave the all things with the possibility for unlimited interpretations. If we misunderstand art, what is left to discuss? I am 126 pages into the book and for the first time I smile and fold the bottom of the page, underline this sentence as not to forget its placement. Not that I didn't enjoy the book until that moment, but there is something in this sentence I recognized. Something I wanted to mark down, as to acknowledge it and be able to come back to it at any given moment. Not to censor, rather to underline. What is left to discuss? The ones that I stroke out. I left them out, for they are too concrete. Does it trigger your curiosity? If it beeps, does it trigger your imagination? If it is highlighted, is there any way you would not read it? Probably your eyes would roll back over, again and again. Like marbles, sliding towards the highlighted sentences. Like magnets, drawn to their opposites, a fluorescent body, so unnatural to our eyes that they are not to be missed. Impossible to ignore, a colored scream. If we underline censorship, what is left to art? The questions above triggered me to overlap the acts of highlighting and censoring and deleting. During the Japanese colonial period in Korea and from the 60s to the 80s during the military government, a lot of newspapers were censored, published as blank blocks or with blackened lines, a colorless shout. Highlighting and deleting texts within the line are the same movements. They offer different outcomes, with different intentions. To highlight becomes a form of militantism, to delete presents a twisted kind of activism. A space to enhance words, another to strike absence. For now, I want to highlight this sentence, not to censor, rather to underline.